Paris, too. I'm sorry. I was really worried about you last night. I didn't realize what I was saying.
It doesn't matter.
Are you okay now?
I'm a bit short of breath, but I think that it's normal.
Paris, too. Did you really bump into Aunt Homer by accident yesterday? I'm just asking.
How was I supposed to know that Aunt Homer was working in a hospital? I always thought she just worked in her own clinic. What's wrong, Mehdi? Why are your parents not on speaking terms with your grandparents? Whenever I ask you the question, you change the subject. You've never given me a proper answer. Why do they have such a big grudge against them?
Why didn't you ask them when you were over there yesterday?
I was too embarrassed. But the only things your grandmother and Aunt Homer talked about were good memories. They talked about how they missed you guys. They've got nothing but love for you. I can't understand why you don't talk to them.
I don't know. It might be like that, or it might not. I just don't know.
Why do you hate them?
Parastu, I don't hate anyone.
Well, if you don't hate them, come with me and see Aunt Homer. Let this feud between you two end.
I can't.
Why can't you?
Because 10, 15, 20 years ago, my grandfather threw us out of that house in the midst of all of those good memories we had there.
What do you mean?
Again.
We're just playing. Woo!
Go back to your room. Woo! I won't have you talking at me like that. Who's that you brought into the house?
He's our friend. I got another firecracker. Should I throw it?
Yes.
Should I?
Yes.
Do it. It's got such a loud noise.
So cool. Do it again.
Oh!
That was awesome.
Do it again. Let's do it again.
I didn't throw it.
Get lost! Haven't I told you that you shouldn't come out into the yard? Stupid boy, get lost!
Yes. I can't even have peace in my father's house. I'm stuck with a whole lot of stupid people!
Dear God! Mother!
Fire!
Where are
Help!
My children?
Help!
The kids! Soraya!
Fire!
Soraya!
Help me, somebody! Help!
Oh,
help!
Dear Lord!
Help!
Oh, God!
Help!
Oh, help us!
Get
help
me out
us!
Of here, somebody! Help me, please!
Ram, hurry up!
I can't breathe! Help me, somebody! Help me! Fire! Fire! My whole house is on fire! Help! Help me, somebody, please! Help me, somebody, please!
Did anyone get hurt?
No. Some of Aunt Sarai's things got burnt and I was blamed for it all.
What happened?
Hello.
Everything's burnt down. Hello,
Are
Mother.
Are you okay?
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Soraya, is she hurt?
No, no. Thankfully, she's fine.
How did the fire start?
Kids were in the yard playing with some firecrackers. Apparently, one of them fell in the house from the
Who
window.
Who bought the firecrackers?
They all did. They're just
kids. Come on, Mother. I've told them over and over again that firecrackers are dangerous. What if someone got hurt? What would we do then?
Morsen!
I can't even live in peace in my own house, you know. Why don't you give me my share of the house so I can move out of this damn place? Everything I had has got burnt to the ground.
Well, thank the Lord you're okay. It doesn't matter if your things got burned, I'll buy them for you again.
Medi!
What if he starts hitting the children?
That's right, that's right. Why don't you go tell him to give them hugs and kisses? Who cares about Soraya? Nemotola. Morsen has to move out of this house. I've had enough.
How can my son leave in this situation?
How else should I make you understand, brother? I'm telling you, I've had enough. Either Morsen goes, or I will kill myself. I will kill myself.
Come on, Soraya. Give me some time until I get some money on my hands. I'll sort this problem out somehow.
Either Morsen stays, or I stay. I swear to God.
I got a beating that night.
Did they find out it wasn't you?
No one believed me, except for Mom and Dad.
How do you know Mehdi did it? Maybe Michael threw it.
She says Mehdi wanted to pay her back for slapping him in the face.
Mehdi never tells lies. When he says he didn't throw it, then he didn't throw it. Besides, this isn't the first time that Soraya's hit my children. The poor darlings have gotten used to beatings. They don't even know how to retaliate.
Darling, Soraya's old. She doesn't have any patience. Don't let her get
Does old age give her the right to hit my children? Mehran says he saw Michael throw the firecracker.
Soraya saw the person who threw the firecracker.
Soraya's telling lies, Dad. She's used to blaming my children for everything.
Akram.
Why do you keep saying Akram? Why should I put up with this? They haven't even done anything. Her old age is to blame for everything these days. It really isn't fair. My child's face is red from here to here. That woman has the audacity to behave as though I owe her something.
Calm down, Akram.
Let me tell you something. What happened tonight has passed, but from now on, nobody in this house has the right to hit my children ever.
Sweetie, he's just a kid. He'll grow up and forget all about it. Children need to be punished sometimes.
Not when they haven't done anything wrong. That's not called punishment. It's cruelty.
Well, then, if that's the case... If you think you and your children are being treated with cruelty, you can leave.
Is that your wish or Aunt Soraya's wish?
My wish is for us to always be together.
So Aunt Soraya wants to throw me out of my own father's house?
Soraya has a share of this house. This is legally her house too. She wants to be comfortable here. The children are getting older every day, and they're standing up to Soraya. Something might happen that I may not be able to fix. Soraya is such an odd one. You know how she is? She won't change no matter how much you talk to her. That's just how she is. She says, Mamat can't throw me out of my father's house. So what should I do?
No, Dad. The children aren't the problem here. Morsen and I are the problem. Soraya doesn't like us. She never liked us from the beginning. I just wish she'd tell me and Morsen why she can't stand to see us.
Akram.
I always used to think that living together is good for both the grown-ups and the kids. But just remember one thing. If I leave this house, there's no way in the world I'm coming back here.
Aunt Soraya's right. This is her house, too.
Get up. Get ready so I can take you to the hospital.
It's far too early.
I've got to go to the bank. I'll take you with me.
No, you go ahead. I'll go myself.
Paris too? I'm more comfortable taking you myself.
I'll catch a taxi and it'll take me straight to the hospital. I've got my cell phone with me. You go.
Okay.
Whose side did Aunt Homer take?
Aunt Homer was studying for her university entrance exam. She usually didn't involve herself in other people's business. Take care of yourself. Goodbye.
See you.
Hi, Dad.
Hello, son.
Good morning.
Good morning, son.
Dad, I'm going out now. I've got work to do.
Don't go just yet. Aren't you going to eat breakfast? Your mother's gone to get some bread.
No, I've got to go and cash Mr. Farney's check so I can go and clear my own checks.
I hope things work out for you.
Thanks, son.
Well, hello.
Hello.
Are you up already?
Yes. Oh, by the way, Paristo's going to go and see her doctor again today.
Why don't you take her there?
The doctor said walking's good for her, so she's going to go there by herself. See you.
See you later, son.
Hey, Maddie. Sweetheart. Do you want me to tell her to come and have breakfast so you two can make up?
Mother, we're not fighting.
Oh.
We aren't fighting. Goodbye.
Goodbye, son.
Hey, have you asked him if the baby is all right?
Yes, Maddie would tell us if anything was wrong.
Then why did he look so upset? Hey, maybe they had a fight, huh?
Leave them alone, Akram. Husbands and wives fight all the time, and then after a while they kiss and make up.
Oh, man. Why is the line busy all the time?
You said you were leaving on Thursday.
There weren't any spots available for Thursday. Pack me a couple more shirts.
Why? It's just for 2 days.
Hello. Is that what he said? What a load of nonsense. He's just saying that because he doesn't want to do his job. I'm way smarter than he thinks.
Hello?
Hello? Can I help you? Hello?
Hello, can I help you? Hello?
Did he forget how I bought his merchandise in bulk last time?
Dear passengers.
Hello?
All right, I'll call you back later. I'm busy right now. I'll let you know what to do. Goodbye. Who was it?
I don't know. They wouldn't answer. I think it was someone from the airport.
The airport?
Yes, I could hear the airport loudspeaker. The call ID was from a payphone.
Should I close it?
No, let me get you 2 more shirts.
Hurry then. Thank you, my sweetheart.
Where are you?
Why did you call my home number?
Me?
Stop playing games, Saha.
Shyesta heard the airport loudspeaker.
I swear. I was worried that you might have forgotten your flight.
I told you before not to call my home number, hadn't I?
I'm sorry. I called your cell phone first, but it was busy.
Did you get your boarding pass?
No.
I'm waiting until you get here so that we can get our seats next to each other.
You're not supposed to talk to me until we get to Dubai. Have you forgotten that?
We won't talk, but we can sit next to each other, can't we?
Sahar, you're getting on my nerves and we haven't even left yet.
Go get your boarding pass. And you won't
be talking to me or coming near me until we're out of Dubai International Airport.
Passengers boarding flight 810 en route from Tehran to Beijing, please make your way to the ticket inspection area. All passengers boarding flight number 810.
Hello.
Hello, how's Mr. Furamund. How are you?
Good.
Mr. Furamund, could you come here, please?
Oh, no worries. Hello, sir.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Yes, good.
Thank you.
Please sit down.
Thank you.
I expect you to show some consideration towards us. You had a check due yesterday and today.
I'm sorry, I was trying to come up with the money. Here you go.
Hello? Yes? Hold on one moment. Monsieur Yavi, phone call for Mr. Zuri.
It's 200, sir.
You mean you sold the workshop?
Yes, I didn't have a choice.
Oh my goodness. The check you'd written up yesterday got bounced.
Yes, I know. What about today's?
No, I didn't let it get bounced today. I told whoever came here that you didn't have money and they left.
Thank you very much. What should I do about yesterday's check?
I'll tell my staff to call headquarters and tell them to return the check, okay? Don't worry about it, sir.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Zuri.
Yes, sir.
Put this check in Mr. Farman's account.
Sure. Not a problem.
I have a question for you now. Will that check fix your problems?
Yes, it will.
How much did you sell it for?
1.5 billion termins.
Mr. Farahmand, could you sign here, please?
Listen, I'm sorry. I actually forgot to bring my checkbook with me today, so would you mind giving me a cash withdrawal form as well? Thank you so much.
Yes, certainly.
Thank you. That's good.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, darling.
Have you had breakfast already?
It's 10:30 a.m.
Where's Dad?
He's gone out.
Why did he go out now?
Well, he was banging away in the backyard this morning. So I went and told him that he shouldn't be working here, otherwise the upstairs neighbours will come complaining. He got offended. I think that's why he left. Well, do you think I'm wrong? That's not the right place to be working. I keep telling him to forget about his work.
The sound of a banging hammer isn't going to do anyone any harm.
Okay, fine. From now on, I won't say anything. Just don't come running to me when the neighbours start complaining. It's none of my business.
Goodbye.
Hello.
Hi.
Where are you going? Where are you going?
Mum, I'm going to the university.
Didn't you say you don't have any classes today?
I said I don't have morning classes. It's almost midday. I've got to go.
Well, all right.
Goodbye.
Go. Hey, come back quickly. We're going to your aunt's house.
All right, Mother. I'll see you later.
It's been a while since the last time we saw your aunt.
I'll come back really quickly from the university so we can go and see your sister. Can I please go now?
No. No, hold on. Hold on.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Aren't you going to leave?
No, I'm waiting for someone to call.
Who are you expecting a call from?
My friend.
Which friend?
One of my friends.
Aren't you going to college?
No.
Then give your dad a call and find out where he's gone.
What for?
We'll see where he's gone to.
Come on, Mom. He's not a kid. Who cares where he is? He'll come back. Hey, Mom, do you remember Mr. Usley?
Mr. Usley? No.
The guy who Dad went to visit after he came back from his Hajj pilgrimage.
Oh, you mean Yosef Usley from the bazaar. Yeah. Yes, so what?
I want you to ask them whether I can marry his daughter.
So tell me something. How do you know Yusuf's daughter?
She's my classmate.
Which daughter of his?
The middle one, Nazanin.
You want to have a wedding in the middle of all this mess?
I don't want to have a wedding yet, Mom. I just want to put a ring on her finger and get engaged for now. There's still a lot of time before we finish our studies.
Mr. Asley treats his oldest son-in-law like a slave. A nice, decent boy like him can't stand Mr. Asley, so how do you plan on dealing with him? Tell me that. You should be able to live in peace. Mr. Asley is a really materialistic person. He's looking for a wealthy son-in-law.
Come on, Mom. How do you know what he's like? Don't judge people like that.
I'm sorry. Uh-huh. You won't hear a word out of me anymore.
Mom, we've already made our decision.
If you've already made your decision, then what do you need me for? Go and talk to her dad.
Mom, have you seen anyone propose without his family?
Oh, so you know about these things, do you? Then how come you already finished talking and planning things out with this girl?
When did I say I finished planning things out? Nothing will be finished until you go to their house.
I've already told you I'm not going.
Why won't you?
Because even if her dad agrees to it, he'll just want to use you. Do you understand? Did I raise you to be like that?
Who said he wants to use me? I just have to be educated, and I'm going to university, so end of story.
What education? What university? You're always at home. Besides, is his other son-in-law uneducated? He's actually well-educated. But Mr. Asley's main problem isn't about university. It's money, money!
Well, we're not poor, Mom. We've got money.
Mehran, dear, my sweetheart, listen to me. People who work in the bazaar know about each other's situations very well. And anyway, now's not the time to be talking about these things. Can't you see how your brother's brought your wife here because he hasn't got a place to stay?
Mom, that's got nothing to do with proposing, you know.
Of course it does. What if they ask me, what has your son got? Should I tell them he's got a car that his dad bought for him? What if they ask, where's your son going to take our daughter to live, huh?
Mom, we're not going to get married right now. We're just going to propose.
I've said I'm not going. The girl I chose myself and brought into this house didn't do me any justice at all, let alone some girl who came chasing after you on the streets.
Mom, do you realize what you're saying?
Where are you going? Wait, come and have some breakfast.
I don't want any breakfast.
Why are you in such a rush, darling? Just be a bit patient. I'll find you a nice girl myself. You'll see if I don't.
Mom, I don't want to marry any girls that you find for me.
Okay, fine. You've already talked things through, so go propose yourself.
Thank you very much. I'll call you the day I come back, so you can come put the car in the parking lot.
Sure, no worries. By the way, sir, did you take the spare key?
Yes, I did. Thank you.
Have a safe trip,
Goodbye.
Sir. Goodbye.
Why are you so late?
Aren't we supposed to keep our distance until Dubai?
There's no one here. Here, give the passports together so we can sit next to each other.
Didn't we agree on a few things? I thought we covered it all. Put it in your bag.
You idiot. Don't be scared. Here.
Put it in your bag.
Why are you?
Put it in your bag, ma'am. Put it in your bag.
There's no one here. I want to sit next to
you. Why are you creating trouble for me? What's wrong with just keeping it in
your bag? What are you talking about?
Oh, hello there, Mr. Farney.
Oh, hello. How are you, Mr. Ranjbar? What are you doing here? What a surprise.
I'm actually just coming in. Yourself?
I'm going to Dubai. My goods have arrived. I'm going there to get them from customs. What about you? Are you leaving or did you just arrive? Where were you?
I was in Malaysia. I've just come back from Malaysia.
Oh, great. Hope you had fun there.
Yes, it was. I had a really good time. It was pretty awesome,
thank
good.
You. That's good. It was really nice seeing you again.
Take care
thank
of
you.
Yourself.
Take care now.
You too.
Dr. Avandi, please go to the operating room. Dr. Avandi, to the operating room, please.
Nothing.
What do you mean, nothing? You don't just fall on the ground because of nothing, do you?
No, she said there's nothing abnormal in the blood test results. She said it was due to stress.
Are you stressed?
No.
Have you told Mom?
What? That I've chosen Anhuma to be my doctor?
Yeah.
No, I didn't say anything. You can tell them if you want to, though. Let her down a bit. I'm out of breath.
Dr. Bahrami to the emergency room. Dr. Bahrami to the emergency
Mehdi,
room, please.
Has Soraya passed away?
No, I hope not.
Then why didn't I see her when I went to your grandma's house?
Granddad bought her a house with her share of the inheritance.
During the time they had a fight?
No, about 7 years ago.
Aunt Homer was really happy to see me. I don't have the heart to tell her I don't want to see her anymore. Will you get upset if I choose her as my doctor? I want there to be peace between you two. How long is this grudge going to go on for? I mean, it's not right. You don't know how long your grandparents will be alive. There'll be no point in regretting things once they're gone, you know. How about we go see them one day? That way everyone will slowly start forgiving each other. All right?
Okay. Let's go. I've got to go to the workshop. I'll take you home on the way, all right? Let's go.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey.
Mehran, why didn't you call?
Was I supposed to call you?
Didn't you say you'd tell your mum to call my house and set a date for your family to come here?
Yeah.
Didn't you even tell them?
Yeah, I told them.
Then why didn't they call?
You should tell me
first whether or not you've told your dad about us, and then my mum will call.
Otherwise she can't call, just like that. How would she introduce herself?
Can't you hear me calling you? No? I'll call you back, Mehran. Where exactly are we going?
Your aunt's house. We're all invited tonight.
But Mum, Mr. Faraman's supposed to call here tonight and set a date for their family to come here.
I told you, you need to tell your father first.
Weren't you supposed to tell him?
Nazanin, try to understand what I'm saying. I'm not talking to your father. I can't be bothered arguing.
But Mum, if I tell him, he'll ask me 1,000 questions. Like, where did you see each other? Where did you meet? I don't know. Can't you please just tell him?
Nazanin, do I even know this Faramand guy? Did I introduce you to him? What if your father asks me, what is his job? What is he studying? Where is he studying? What should I tell him? Should I say I don't know? It's not as easy as
you think.
So
you're saying you know nothing about Mr. Faramand then?
No, I've only just seen him once during that Hajj dinner we had. That doesn't mean I know
okay.
him. Okay. Oh, by the way, Nazanin, turn the stove off if you decide to go out. I called your father as well, but he's in a meeting. When he comes home, tell him not to bring his car. I'm taking my car. We can come back together.
I won't be coming.
Don't come. Do whatever the hell you want.
I called Mehdi, but he's not answering his phone.
Okay. We'll sit here till he comes.
He's not coming today.
Who told you to become more Catholic than the Pope, huh?
Because he's still employed here. If they had fired him, I'm convinced he would have brought this place down.
Oh, come on. I've been working for them for 25 years and I haven't been paid these past 2 months.
Is this how you treat us now? You tried to trick us.
Well, well. Hi there, Abul Fazl.
Hello.
Nice to see you.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi there. How are you? Everything's
sorry for bursting in on you like that. We're out of money. Otherwise, we wouldn't have come
inside,
here.
No worries. Go inside the office.
I can't believe
go
you.
Go in then.
I told you we should have called.
How's it going, Ahmad?
Hello, Mehdi. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Did Mehran call you?
Yes, I spoke with him.
I told him to tell you to come here late so that I could get rid of them all somehow.
What? Why should you do that? The poor guys just want their wages. Why don't you bring us some tea while I go and talk to them? Hmm? Please do that.
They were shouting a lot, you know.
It's so strange. Nobody takes notes.
Hello.
Have you written
Hello,
any notes?
Hi. No.
What do we do
why
during
are
our
you
lectures?
So worried? Payman always brings his note.
We'll get
Relax.
It off Payman.
Yes.
You know that they say that the lecturers even get their notes off payment.
I mean, he doesn't do anything but study.
Miss Faramond.
Yes?
Hi there.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hi. Here are your lecture notes.
Thank you very much.
Someone here? Come here.
It's complete.
Yeah.
Why are you shouting? You're embarrassing
me. Where on earth were you going? Who is that guy?
No one. I was just getting his notes.
Why are you getting your notes off him?
Because he's attended all the lectures and his notes are the most complete.
Forget about it. Don't. Tell Manoush to get a copy of them for you, won't you?
Manoush isn't my slave, you know.
Wait.
I'll get it copied by myself.
Wait here, then. I'll go and get a copy.
Hey, it's embarrassing. Don't.
Then go and tell Manoush to get you a copy.
So is this all of it?
Yes, that's all of it.
Okay, then. Thanks a lot.
Hey, guys, I'm sorry, but something's come up. I need to go somewhere with my fiancé. Could you do me a favor and get me a copy,
too? Okay, don't worry. I'll get you a copy, Summoner. Call me, okay? I'll see you. Thanks again.
Why are you going that way? Hey, Summoner!
Hello, hello. Sorry I'm late. I got caught up. How are you?
Hello.
This is Mr. Faramund, the person I talked to you about. This is Mr. Memarian.
Glad to meet you.
Mr. Memarian is a broker at the bank.
No, one of my friends is actually a broker.
He says he can get us the loan we want sooner. He will be able to help us.
Okay, from which bank?
We work with all the banks. It depends on which bank is available at the time. Your documents are ready for submission.
What do you mean?
What Mr. Memarian does is he gets loans from all different sorts of banks. He works with many different banks.
Do you have a copy of the deed?
Yes, of course. Here you go.
Not a problem. When will you be able to give me the original?
The original deed?
Yes. We can't do anything with just a copy.
What do you mean? Didn't you say we could get a loan with a promissory note?
We need to show the bank the original deed, even if it's just for a minute. Isn't that right, sir?
That's right. To avoid any possible confrontation, we'll have to show them the deed first, and once they've assessed it, a promissory note will replace the deed.
Well, if we wanted to hand over the deed, we would have taken out a loan ourselves. We wouldn't need anyone's help.
Don't be mistaken. The bank won't be holding on to the deed. They'll just have to assess the original first.
Do you think you can borrow the deed from your dad for just a week?
But nothing is going to happen to the deed.
Look, we haven't got any deeds to hand out. See if you can get us a loan with a promissory note. Otherwise, forget about it.
The bank won't be holding on to it.
No, well, we haven't even got a deed, so there's no point talking about it.
Tell Mehdi. He might agree to it.
Why did you call me when you haven't even agreed on this yet? This is a waste of time.
Give us a moment, sir. We'll be back in a minute. Get up, bro. Excuse us.
What?
Why are you acting like this? Did I not tell you we need to show them a deed or something like that first?
No, you didn't mention a deed. You said you need to show them a copy of the deed so they know that we have a place for our business.
But it won't be anything more than that. Didn't you hear what he said? They won't be writing anything in the deed.
Siavash, I already told you that we sold the workshop yesterday. We sold it. You know what that means?
We'll get our loan and it will all be over before you have to hand over the property.
I can't do that. What? What are you looking at me like that? How am I supposed to get the deed?
I don't know. Why don't you think of a way?
Think of a way? I'm supposed to be helping out Mehdi, and you want me to go and lie to him instead?
Why should you have to lie? Just borrow the deed from him for a week.
No.
We'll even give Mehdi a share of the loan. You'll be helping him out. I swear, this is a good opportunity, you know. Mehran, we might not have this chance ever again. Do you think I'm trying to trick you or something like that?
Stop talking nonsense, Siavash.
All right, don't get angry now. Let's go in. He's looking at us. We'll think of something else if you decide not to do it. He's probably thinking we're messing with him. It's not funny. I wouldn't blame him. If he starts suspecting we're up to something.
Well, it's funny. He's the one who's supposed to be getting the loan. Why should we be messing around with him, then?
Okay, man, let's go back inside. He's looking at us.
Everything okay?
Yes, everything is fine, sir. It's just that Mr. Faramund here is worried that his dad's deed might fall into the bank's possession and create problems for his parents.
Your deed won't be possessed by the bank. We're going to get the loan from a different route than the normal one. You said before that you can get a loan using the deed yourself. Well, take the deed to any bank you want, but they won't give you a loan just like that.
We know, sir. It really is difficult. They don't give out loans just like that.
We'll submit a copy of the deed with our documents, and someone will come and assess the property to avoid any confrontations.
Why do they have to see the property?
It's part of the bank's regulations. All right. I'll try to eliminate the property assessment. How does that sound to you? Avoiding the assessment is the best I can do. You'll have to give the bank the deed and mandate. Once they've finished their paperwork, I'll give the deed back to you. After that, I'll tell you which bank to open an account at. And that's all there is to it. Have you told your friend here about the percentage deducted?
Yes, don't worry about it, sir. I've already talked to them about it. None of the guys here have anything against the commission you mentioned.
Then please won't you give me a call once all your documents are ready for me. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Where did you find that weirdo from?
A newspaper ad, but he's pretty reliable. I see his ads in the paper every day.
But he doesn't look like he's got experience with these sorts of things.
Never judge people by their appearance. Didn't you see how quickly he said he'll eliminate the property assessment? He's got lots of connections, man. These kind of people are connected to all sorts of places.
Hey, let's say he's full of garbage, okay? We're not going to be giving him anything that we'll need to be worried about. If he gets us the loan, he'll get his commission. If he doesn't, he won't get any commission, and we're not going to a whole lot of trouble for it. The only thing we've got to do is open a bank account somewhere else.
I don't think that he works alone. He must be working for some other person. The main people behind that kind of business usually hide themselves. Those guys are usually the henchmen.
Mohammed Reza, you're such a loser. Why did you keep going bang, bang, bang on your phone in front of him? I kept giving him the look, but he wouldn't even flinch.
Well, nobody actually asked me anything. I would have talked if anyone asked
look,
my opinion.
You could have at least looked up, couldn't you?
I'm hungry. I think let's order something, man.
I don't want anything. I've got work to do. I gotta go. Give me the bag.
You woke up at 11 a.m. and ate a huge breakfast this morning. How come you're hungry already?
I didn't have a proper breakfast. I was running late, so I quickly rushed out. Excuse me.
I'm not hungry either.
Oh, come on. The one time I'm hungry, you're both full.
Excuse me, how much do we owe you?
I'll be with you in a minute.
Thanks. Bring us the bill, please.
This is their bill.
I'll be waiting for you outside.
Is that table 8?
Yeah, buddy.
We need to tell Mamarian to pay his share. He just comes here and drinks a free coffee and goes. He's going to get a whole lot of money from us without even doing much. The least he can do is pay his share of the bill. It's only fair. I mean, if he attends one of these meetings a week, imagine how much free coffee he'd be drinking. You need to ask him to pay you his share. He's going to be asking you for a commission soon. You should at least tell him to pay for the coffee. I mean, it was a cup of coffee today. But tomorrow, he'll be asking for lunch and dinner meetings. We all need to pay our share. How much did you end up paying?
All right then, I'm going.
Do you want to pay
Goodbye.
Your share?
Yeah?
Goodbye.
But hey, Miran, I didn't bring my car. Which way are you going?
Go, Miran. I'll take him. I've brought my car. Go on then.
How much did you pay?
You want to pay your share?
Well, yeah. Whenever we go eat anywhere, we need to write down who eats what so we can split the bill. But Marion needs to pay his share. I mean, what if he doesn't get us a loan? We'll kick ourselves for spending money on him. Enough is enough. You want to come to our garden?
No, I've got to go home. My mom needs her car.
Let's go then.
Did you go to university?
What for?
Well, weren't you supposed to go and get your grades from last term?
No, I was busy today. I'll get it later. Come on, Nazanin, cut me some slack. I've got plenty of things to worry about.
Aren't you worried that you've only half completed your studies?
No, of course not. I've told you this 10 times already. I only went to university because of my mother. Otherwise, I would have been happy with just a diploma, you understand? I mean, what's the point? I don't know why you guys are fixated on studies.
You shouldn't have wasted your time by going to university in the first place.
Nazanin, if I hadn't gone to university, I would have had to complete 2 years of military training instead. And besides, you wouldn't be sitting here next to me right now if that had happened, you know?
Mehran, can't you be serious for once? Whenever I talk to you about your university studies, you take it as a joke. My dad won't even agree to see you if he finds out.
No, Nazanin. We're 2 mature adults. We're the ones who need to decide for our future. He shouldn't be the one who should be deciding for us. We're the ones who should decide what we should or shouldn't be doing with our lives.
So what are you saying?
I'm saying that your dad enjoyed studying, so he went to university. Maybe his son-in-law doesn't want to study. I don't know why he keeps insisting on it. The way we live our lives shouldn't be based on what other people want.
What I'm saying to you is that the moment you set foot in the house, the first question he's going to ask you is if you have a university degree or not.
Well, I'll tell him I didn't want to finish my studies. I just left it. I want to go out into the world and make money instead. I want to go after something I'm interested in. No one's going to object if I talk logically, you know. Plus, I'm really tired of playing cat and mouse. The best years of our lives are just passing by without us even being able to enjoy it. Half of it is because we have to keep thinking about how we can convince your parents. And the other half is because you're worried that someone might see us together.
Look, Mehran, I want to be frank with you. Convincing my parents isn't our only problem right now.
Then, what is our problem? Maybe it's because I'm not rich, yeah?
Come on, Mehran, why do you keep jumping to conclusions like this?
What's our problem, then? I don't see any other problem.
Look, I've got a pretty serious problem right now. I don't even know what your plan for the future is. You go to university one day and then you say you were there because of your parents and now you want to drop out. The next day you go to work and then you say, no, the pay isn't good enough. Let's pack our bags and move overseas. And now this. You're after some big business project which I've never even heard about before.
You're not supposed to know about it. You'll have faith in me once it's finished, all right?
Mehran, I'm looking for a stable situation so I know where I stand in life. I really can't rely on you like this.
Thanks a lot, Nazanin. So you can't rely on me then, eh?
Oh, come on. I can't even have a conversation with you about it. Why do you get offended so quickly? Pull over here. I want to get out.
Why here?
You can't drop me off outside my aunt's house. My cousins might see us.
I don't get it. What's it got to do with your cousins?
They'll start spreading rumors. If my mum finds out about some guy dropping me off, she'll start a big fight with me. See you later.
Hey, wait. Your clothes are tight. Get in, I'll take
Mehran, I've worn this 1,000 times to university, you know.
Well,
goodbye now.
Well, don't wear it anymore, then.
Goodbye now. Hi, Dad.
Hi. Where were you?
Me? I was at home.
Why didn't you come with your mother, then?
I had something else to do, and Mum left earlier, so why did you bring the car now?
And how else was I supposed to come?
Well, Mum brought her car, didn't she?
How was I supposed to know? No one told me.
Yes, you're right. Mum had told me to tell you, but I forgot about it.
Thank you.
در بگیری کم یارم، دردای بعد از تو تحمل کردنی نیست. یوسف تخه چاهم بمونه ناتنی نیست. شاید فراموشت شده یک آن کم نیست، این گریه های بی صدا دست خودم نیست. برگرد امشب دیگه داره دیر میشه، آدم مگه با عشقشم درگیر میشه. این آدم ها اصلا شبیه ترا نمیرن، دنبال هوا تا ته دنیا نمیرن، بی تو تمام زندگیم بیرنگ میشه. بین من و قلبم همیشه جنگ میشه، وقتی نباشی این نفس معنی نداره، پرواز کردن تو قفس معنی نداره. دروازه خوشبختی و بستی و رفتی، من فکر کردم تو ابد هستی و رفتی. زندگیم از دست میره، رازی نشو دور از همه قلبم بمیره. غربت تمام عالمه وقتی نباشی، این گریه ها خیلی کمه وقتی نباشی. شب گردیای من دوباره بی خدف شد، راه تموم قصه ها از این طرف شد. درد من حرفایی که داری میزنی نیست، یوسف ته چاهم بمونه ناتنی نیست. این آدم ها اصلا شبیهت را نمیرن، دنبال هوا تا ته دنیا نمیرن، بی تو تمام زندگیم بیرنگ میشه. بین من و قلبم همیشه جنگ میشه، وقتی نباشی این نفس معنی نداره، پرواز کردن تو قفس معنی نداره. دروازه خوشبختی و بستی و رفتی، من فکر کردم تو ابد هستی و رفتی.